Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of August, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Your Xbox Series X dashboard, it's about to get 4K lovely. Yes, Xbox insiders in the alpha are going to be the first ones to get the increased resolution on their Xbox dashboard. Yes, your whole new UI elements now will be in lovely 4K. Up until this point, the dashboard running in that old 1080p. Yeah, ugh. However, though, there is a catch, as there always is for Microsoft. Higher native resolution for certain elements only, meaning the entire dashboard, yeah, it's not quite yet 4K ready. Probably that's why it's only for the alpha people out there right now. Now, HDR is not part of the new resolution bump, at least not yet, and you're going to have an Xbox Series X right now to even experience it. Xbox Series S, As far as when you should be seeing the dashboard for all you alpha people out there, you should be seeing it pretty much right now. What a way to jump into the weekend. YouTube's got some new features coming our way. If you're looking for something very particular, well, now in the search results, video chapters will now appear. By having video chapters there, it will make it easier to jump to the exact part of a video that might be actually helpful to you. Other things YouTube is adding to make searching a little easier, video previews will also be in search results on mobile at least, so you can see a short clip of the video before you actually tap on it. Plus the other feature, subtitles, just in case that video's not in the language you speak. Yes, videos will be automatically translated in caption, titles, and descriptions in your search results. Now these will mostly be translated to English to start with, but the company plans to expand to more languages in the very near future. And finally, Pinterest. Yeah, it's still around. The reason why I know it's still around is because I actually went over there today and said, oh yeah, it really is. Oh, and this news article too. They're launching their own new search tool. This one's for hair. Yeah, when you're searching for hair. It will help people narrow down their hair inspiration searches by hair patterns. Yes, 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 we're going to continue with this story. Meaning, if you want to search for certain hairstyles such as curly or wavy or straight, bald even. Don't know if that's really a hairstyle, but yeah, you can search for that. It will actually appear under the search bar. Pinterest says it's just a simple idea to help people out there with their certain style of what they're looking for and get to it quick. I'm paraphrasing that, but I figured it was the best thing to do. Now, this feature actually builds on Pinterest's skin tone search filters that were actually introduced way back in 2018. And of course, this is all powered by none other than artificial intelligence. As far as your hair pattern search, well, if you got an iOS or Android app, it should be hitting those devices very, very soon. As long as you're in the US, Canada, the UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand first. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way. We will. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website located at BritishTechNetwork.com is where everything that's happening at the British Tech Network lives. It's also where you can help keep the news show going and on the air. Please, if you love what we do here at the show, we do need your help so we can keep it going. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions for a monthly donation or PayPal.me/BritishTech to make a one-time donation to keep the news show on the air. Of course, Facebook, we're over there, British Tech Network. Twitter, of course, we're there too at British Tech. But one place you really need to come on over to is our community at our Slack room. We want you to be part of the fun today, so come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. We will be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.